Blog Talk Radio.
World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Welcome to What's New with VH Hughes. I am your host, Venus Henderson Hughes. I am so happy to be back on the air. We had a bit of a hiatus, but we are back. We'll be doing this again weekly. And so today is our fifth anniversary here at Henderson Hughes Health Partners, and we are just so excited, not only because it's our fifth anniversary, but actually doing a brief 5-year review. And man, 5 years is something. So when I think about where we started from, which was just an idea of where we were and where we're at now, it's just amazing. So guest, if you want to give us a call, you can call area code 516-453-9934 to join the conversation. So when I started Henderson Hughes Health Partners H3P, I tell you, I really wasn't planning on starting it. It was just something that was just a brief idea for me to graduate with my second master's degree in public health, and to actually see it 5 years later and to see some of the projects that we have done is amazing. So one of my co-hosts just walked into the studio, and she just had a seat in the studio. She's getting prepared to give us a talk in a minute. But one of the first things that we did was actually did some of the vendor things. And one of the vendors, one of the most interesting vendors, was the outside a vendor with Maricopa Integrative Health Systems for their super wow run marathon, which was amazing. It was our very first outing, and it was hot because it was in May. But we definitely enjoyed doing that, and I think that was the very first time we actually took some pictures and things like that. So, Jenny, you remember the Super Wild Marathon? The Super Wild Marathon, not Super Wild, I'm thinking about PBS, y'all got. You remember that?
The 5K run
in Mesa. Yes, yes, and we got to meet the Chick-fil-A cow, remember that?
Yes, and the
Bunny. That's right, and Spider-Man was there, and yeah, Superman.
And
we got him in. I think our next outing was the Black Business Expo with Intel, right? So that was something to be on the Intel plant. But I think one of our one of the most interesting projects that we did was after we created the H3P first period pouches. And those actually came about because someone asked about affordable first period pouches for young ladies. And here it was, you know, I asked around. And so January 2016, we created them. So they soon became first period. We sent out 100 period packs to Girls Live, Laugh, Love.
Yes.
In New Jersey, so we did that. Our first back-to-school event was crazy because we spent a phenomenal... we did our very first one in 2015. That's when we sent all the school supplies to the various places. We sent something to Indiana. We sent things to New Jersey. We sent school supplies wherever there was a need. And then last year we had the pleasure of helping two young ladies who were
going to school, going to college, as a matter of fact. We helped our first college freshman. And so we had our very first health fair recently, as a matter of fact, in October. So we actually were able to experience our very own health fair. And we had it in Mesa, where we're at. We had some beautiful people participate. Mesa Fire and Emergency Department was the very first ones to sign on. Shout out to them. Mesa Community College, shout out to them. All of the Black Nurses Association, what is it? Michelle with what's Michelle's thing? She is a life alchemist, if you will. She is super, and we had Michelle with doTERRA essential oils. We had everything, but another thing that we actually enjoyed, we started a talk series, if you will, a workshop series with our program. And that's another interesting thing, because when we started H3P, we only had one program, and that was Teens Educated Against Sexual Endeavors, or the TEES program. And since then, we have added two more programs. And so with the TEES program, we actually started our workshop series. And so the TEES program was wonderful, and it started out just a very simple program. I thought it was hilarious because I don't know if I thought it was going to go as far as it did, but when I first started it, it was an 11-week program. And since then, it has gone to an on-the-go program. What do I mean by on-the-go? It is a mobile program. So I actually bring the program to you. We also have the ability to do a web series with it, or through a Zoom call, or through Skype, if you will. So it has morphed into something, and I have made it where it's a nationwide program. So we have done the research on other states and their STD rates and things like that. And I really think that this program was definitely our baby. And this program I'm really proud of, because, again, to see it actually functioning, to see it actually helping other people, especially parents and teens, which is in essence what I was looking to do. And then we created the H3P Senior Initiative, which I guess in essence was supposed to be a senior version of the TEES program. But it also is an advocacy program for seniors, because of the fact is that we knew and we saw how many seniors were out there and they needed help. And I knew of that when I worked in the pharmacy realm, when I was not only in pharmacy, retail pharmacy, but also when I worked at the plan, or plans, if you will. So I knew that there was a definite need for advocacy for seniors. And of course, H3P as a whole is an advocacy nonprofit, but we definitely wanted our seniors to get all the help that they could get. And then, of course, life happened to us in 2014, where we became foster parents of our grandchildren. And since then, of course, we've adopted them. We just celebrated our first year adoption with them on Halloween, October 31st. And so we created the Young Program, Young Grandparents Observing, Understanding, Nurturing Grandchildren. And we definitely work with that program. We actually will be doing a workshop this Wednesday at Helen Pope Chess, which Helen's Hope Chest was a great asset to us when the kids arrived at us at our home. They actually helped foster parents with supplying clothes and toiletries and things for kids when they arrive at their home. And so I will be speaking to other grandparents or kinship families that are dealing with just how to navigate the system. So I titled this Happy 5th Anniversary, H3P, and What Are Your Plans? So, of course, you know, I did a brief recap and, you know, talked about some of the things that we've done and, you know, with the workshops and things like that, which, you know, honestly, we have had hits and misses with the workshop, wouldn't you say, Regina? But, you know, honestly, I know that the workshops are needed. I know that there are plenty of people out there who may want to know about sexually transmitted diseases who may not feel comfortable having those conversations. We also know that, one, with me being as young as I am, I do have older people to speak to, the senior population. So, you know, I know that when you become a senior, you don't want some youngster trying to tell you about your sex life. I'm just saying. But also, I never want to put anybody in an uncomfortable situation. And, you know, during this sort of this five-year review and where we have come from and where we're going has been, it has been emotional because definitely I thought we would have been further than where we were, but I also know why we're not further than where we are. And that's because of, you know, the fact that, one, life happened. You know, we, like I said, we got the kids or whatever, what have you. But also, we had to prepare. Like, we didn't get our 501c3 as quick as other people got their 501c. Some people applied and they got their stuff so quick. We actually had a year delay. We are now a 501c3. So that's a great thing. But, you know, and we've been a 501c3 for 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. So definitely it is exciting to be a 501c3. We definitely are excited about the things that we can do as a 501c3. And I also feel like we earned our 501c3. Not to say that nobody else didn't earn their 501c3. So I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that with us waiting and preparing and sort of tilling the ground, if you will, it had us basically, you know, work. We didn't just wait around and just say, okay, we have nothing to do. We knew that we had things to do. We knew that we had to work. And so we prepared things, and I kept all of our stats up, and I, you know, continued to reach out and connect. And, you know, I met some wonderful people along the way, some that I'm still associated with, some not so much. You know, definitely being in situations where you are vulnerable to other people, you can take that so many ways because of the fact is that you have to sort of open yourself up and be transparent. And what I've learned on this journey was that, you know, being transparent was not a problem for me. I had no problem in being transparent and talking and, you know, learning how to ask for help. I think that's definitely one of the things that I've learned along this journey. And good, bad, ugly, happy, sad, indifferent, however the case, it has been a great journey. I definitely have learned a lot. I really see so much that has happened in this journey. And It has been definitely one not for the faint of heart. And I tell people, I said, you know, there are so many different things that I could have chosen to do. And I really knew nothing about being a nonprofit. I did have the experience of being a receptionist at a nonprofit. I wasn't there long enough to learn a thing. So I can't say I took that information and sort of ran with it. That's not the case. But I can say is that, you know, in being a nonprofit and actually, you know, being a part of this thing, I've learned on the job, and I think that's probably the best way to do it. So, again, I said, you know, happy fifth anniversary, HCP, what are your plans? So what are our plans? What are some of the plans that we have going on? Well, one of the plans is to continue our workshops. These workshops, they're not simple workshops, I guess. But I do remember that when I first started H3P, one of the things that I thought, I had these grandiose ideas, and I knew that I wanted to have an office. And I knew that to have that office, we had to have a, you know, a place for our meetings, because, again, you know, we had this 11-week program that we were doing, which has, like I said, morphed into an on-the-go program. As a matter of fact, all of our programs are on-the-go. They are... we travel out or we connect with people to do these workshops. So what are our plans? I know that we will continue to have the workshops. One of the things that I'm looking forward to is to do the webinars with the TEAS program, with the Senior Initiative, because I know that a lot of times people don't want to come out late at night, like the one that's going to be on Wednesday is from 6 to 8, I believe, or 6:30 to 8 p.m. And a lot of times people don't want to come out. You know, you worked all day. You might not want to come out. And I get that. So, yeah, you know, and then for us, depending on where it is, that might be a task for us as well. So we want to be able, and of course, those people who plan on coming and an emergency come up, you know, they don't have anything, especially we're doing this thing live, we didn't record it or whatever. Yes, technology has definitely changed since we started this thing. There was no Facebook Live when we started. I know we had, we had the Twitter thing for, I forgot the name of it. Whatever the Twitter, you guys, excuse me, I'm not a social media mogul, but whatever the one is for Twitter that did the live, we had that. And so, and I wasn't often on that. I more so was wanting to send out a lot of information, especially health-related information, stuff that I knew people needed to know. That has not changed in my case. However, I'm trying to get better with making myself a little bit more social on social media, not extremely social, but a little bit more social, especially with people, period. You know, I really want people to be able to reach out to me and ask conversations and things like that. It's okay. You know, regardless if it's an email, my email is vhughes@h3p.org. Yeah, and that's another thing. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's another thing that has changed in our 5 years. So when we first started, we were h3p1.org. Well, this year we had the blessing of getting our original domain back, which is an awesome thing. And so, you know, I think going into our fifth year, which, you know, today is the beginning of our fifth year, I think we got a lot of things that's going on. I look forward to having some more of these chats. Of course, the radio show will be back up. Our very next radio show will be on the 11th. Will it be on the 11th? No, it'll be on the 18th. I'm sorry, because this is the week of the 11th, correct? So, yeah, we're going to go to the next week, because technically If it wasn't for our birthday, we would have done the show on the 11th. But today's our birthday, so happy birthday to us. What other plans do we have? I really see us actually doing a little bit more traveling in H3P. We have connected with some wonderful women who do retreats. I'm planning on being a part of the speakers conference next year. That's going to be exciting. So we're going to have that. So I have had the pleasure of meeting so many wonderful people. Dr. Marion Afua, Carmen Ray, Tamika Williams, and that list, I'm not forgetting anybody. It's just so many of you guys that it's crazy. Pat Gilliam for Sisterhood Extravaganza. I mean, when just the fact that there are so many talented people, not even just women, because I've actually met quite a few talented men as well, and just the fact that they are so willing to help you along the way. One of my favorites, though, is Wendy Robinson, and I met Wendy when H3P was a little itty-bitty baby. You know, we hadn't even changed our logo at that point. And to still have access to Wendy, to still be able to talk to Wendy, for Wendy to see where we came from, where we're at, and where we're going, it just isn't a testament definitely to not giving up and definitely with looking forward to what our next plans. So one of the things that we had this year was a outing with the Light Foundation Mentoring Academy, where we talked about not only the TEAS program, but we brought a section of health, women's health, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it was comical, of course, because you're speaking to young ladies about their bodies. But just to have such a audience, and they were so sweet, and they had questions, that is exactly why we do what we do. You know, and it was definitely not only just for the girls, but it was for the parents as well. And that audience was phenomenal, you know, just phenomenal. So I look forward to more outings with the Light Foundation Academy. I know we will be having more with them. I also look forward to when they start up the boys' side of things, so they're in the process of starting up the boys' side of things, so that's going to be interesting in speaking to the young men as well. I'm excited about that, and I probably will be letting our other partner sort of speak about that because, of course, he's a man and I'm a woman, and I think boys have a tendency to I don't know. I think it's a little bit more comfortable when you're, you know, but who knows? You know what? Who knows? I'm not negating anything. So, you know, so we know in the future we will have more workshops. We do know that. We also know that we will be having another health fair. That was something. To have a health fair, first of all, having that health fair was definitely like giving birth to a baby, for real. That health fair was 3 years in the making, at least. And to have that health fair manifest itself in October was a beautiful, tiring thing. I had a great team come together to help me to make sure that I didn't overdo it, which I overdid it anyway. But, you know, definitely it was great to have some backup there and not have to have everything on your shoulders. Next year's health fair, I think we're looking at either Tempe or Phoenix for the location. We wanted to have the first one in Mesa. Like I said, we were born in Mesa, so we definitely wanted to have it in Mesa. We wanted to have it in our host city. But next year we are looking at either Tempe or Phoenix or wherever, but we are definitely looking forward to this health fair. And, of course, I do want to end next year with our Black Tie Gala. I have been after that, so I'm feeling my Wheaties. I had that health fair. I conquered that health fair. Now it's time to put it together and have that Black Tie Gala to be able to put on that ball gown or whatever, put my hair up, and do that gala. So I'm looking forward to that. I also want to, when we go home, we're planning on going to Michigan in May. I'm going to be doing a show in Michigan. So we will be able to get some in-house guests from Michigan, hopefully. One I know for sure will be on there will be Jeshuan, my boy. He is such an advocate. He's a public health advocate. He's a mixologist as well. So we may have a show on mixology and public health advocacy. Who knows? But definitely I look forward to having him on the show. One thing that I really must say, though, in this journey, I am so thankful for my core team. I'm thankful to Regina, and I'm thankful to Chris. And when you have a great team behind you, it's easy. I mean, it's definitely easy. But we really have been in some trenches, and we've learned a lot. So, you know, I'm really excited about the next year. I'm not going to say 5+ years because, you know, we'll be on here forever. But next year really has some serious plans, and I'm just excited to see them all come into fruition. Definitely, I can't wait to have our chats again with Chris and I on whatever subject matter we speak on. I know we have a lot because, you know, I heard the playback from when we were talking about the teen sexual health conversation, so I'm pretty sure we're going to have some comedy when it comes to whatever subject matter, especially when it comes to the men the man versus the woman opinion, if you will. But it's all done in love, and it's all done to educate you guys. Man, it's just so great being here with you. And I can't wait till the 18th so we get back in our regular time slot. I'm not quite sure what time we're going to set it for. But I'm really stoked about it. And, of course, you know, details will be coming out before that so you guys know ahead of time. But, man, what's new with VHUs is back on. And this is just the beginning. And we will be consistent with the radio show, so it won't be a big gap like we had in the past. This is going to be a weekly thing for us. Hopefully, it'll be biweekly, but at least weekly. We're going to start off slow, of course, because the team has changed a little bit. You know, Regina's in college and things like that. So we have. But definitely, I'm telling you guys, you won't be disappointed with VHUs and what's new with VHUs. And the whole H3P team, you know, oh, definitely. Oh, the new website is www.h3p.org. Go on there and you can take a look at our blogs and all our updated information and our pictures and things like that. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. We are on YouTube. We have some YouTube videos out there as well. We look forward to servicing you, our community, our broad community at home. And definitely, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at area code 623-282-4214. Bye-bye.